I had two reactions upon seeing the trailer for this film. I have not yet seen it. Mike has. The film is Gladiator 2. My first thought was, isn't that dude dead? Like, didn't he die? That was a pretty final ending there in Gladiator 1. Russell Crowe's dead. Emperor's dead. And, you know, Rome's supposed to be a republic again. So what's there to fight about anymore? Number two, I was kind of laughing a little bit. Like, they really made a sequel to this? This is like Titanic 2. Are you kidding me? Now, I plan on seeing this next week. Mike has seen it already. Mike, did it live up to the hype that I just kind of processed in advance? What do you think?
Well, you're on Weirdo Island by yourself. Okay. And we've litigated this since that trailer dropped. And I'm camp, I don't know what to tell you other than go see the movie when you have the opportunity to. I had the opportunity to be invited to an early screening of the movie. It doesn't come out until the 22nd. But I had the opportunity from our friends at Allied Global Marketing to see it a couple weeks early. And I'm glad that I did. I had a blast with this movie. It is fun as hell. It is the same flavor of high spectacle trash as that original one. I got out of it exactly what I was looking for, where you don't have a Joaquin Phoenix or a Russell Crowe. Instead, you got yourself a Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
and
you
that
do.
I gotta tell you that, like, I got out of this movie exactly what I was looking for, and it's on the shoulders of Denzel Washington's scene-stealing performance. It is the thick sliced ham that I want. He devours every scene that he's in like it is a succulent honeyed ham, and I loved every minute of it.
Is that because he's so good or everybody else in the movie is so bad, or it's just that's how it was written?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, good. All the above.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, okay. I don't know if the part was written for him, but it feels like it was because mm-hmm. there are some Denzel-isms in there. So I kind of like that.
He says King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
No, but he does say my man.
Oh, does he?
He does call someone my man.
All
so,
right.
Well, in a slightly different kind of way, but it's the same thing. It's you had asked me off mic about the special effects. There's some really hinky looking computer generated animals. There's some monkeys, there's a tiger, there's sharks, and they all look incredibly silly. You've asked me if it looks like a video game. I'm like, yeah, it kind of does. But so did the first one. There really isn't that much differentiation between that first one and this one. What I told the nice lady with the clipboard is that, well, pardon the cliche, because I think every review I've seen has this in there somewhere, but I thought I was clever when I told her. I was like, we are entertained,
mm-hmm.
because I was thoroughly entertained.
That's very good.
This well, thank you. It seems so much more original when I mentioned it the other night, as opposed to what I've read it in literally every other headline of every other review that has dropped. But regardless, this is the sequel that nobody asked for, but I'm glad that we got. It is sleazy. It's trashy. It is gloriously violent. It is a gory, bloody good time. And who is this for? People who like that first one. You like that first one? You like this one. You didn't like that first one? You're not going to like this one. It's, again, I had a lot of fun with it. Is it a good movie? I don't know, but I know it's fun.
That is the most honest review one could ask for about the thing. That is a great review, Mike.
Thank you
so much.